I'm feeling good. I'm feeling really good. You know, it's football. You battle through. You get ready to go and reload and get back on the line. And I think that's what we've done here. And to be able to get some guys back will be good. I mean, the week's gone well with what they've allowed me to do. So moving forward, more progress tomorrow, and the same being said for Saturday. I mean, I think it's a great thing. You walk in that training room at 6:30 and there's not as many guys in there, which is nice. More room for treatment for the guys who are dinged up now. But I'd say having the guys back is great. You know, guys like Eddie Goldman being out there on the field and just seeing those guys in a helmet is nice. And we know what they can bring to the team. That's like a lot of football. I mean, they got a guy last year, Jameis Winston, who came in at quarterback and obviously lit it up and was a Pro Bowler. Mike Evans. I mean, I'm looking at the offensive side of the ball for the Bucks, but they got talented guys everywhere. You look at their defense, Gerald McCoy. I mean, Levante David. These guys are all over the place. Brent Grimes, a guy we know, Chris Conte, who was up here. We just got to go out and execute, go down there in the sunshine, and be able to put the ball in our running back's hands and let them control the clock and control the pace of the game.
Speaking of running backs, what do you think of Jordan Howard's development?
I mean, I think he's an awesome football player, obviously. He is a hammer, and the one thing I really love about the guy is he's so humble. He's, you'd never know. You think he was like third or fourth on the depth chart, and he's always in the ears of the offensive lineman. He'll stop in the O-line room, always make sure to be talking to us, and that's something we really appreciate. Forte did a great job of that. All of our backs do that, but Jordan, just it stands out about him.